Good morning, 738 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have a special opportunity to talk to the Assistant Chief of the Newport News Police Department, Chief Eric Randall, who is the incoming Chief of Police for the Pensacola Police Department, pending City Council approval next week. Chief Randall, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for having me. It's a wonderful pleasure.
Absolutely. Great to have you. How did it feel when you found out that a guy who was from here, went to Washington High, played football, went into the Navy, was going to be able to come back and be the chief of police in his hometown?
There is no feeling that I can explain for it. I was just so delighted and excited and it's emotional at the same time. I mean, it was awesome feeling to be able to come back home and serve the community that I grew up in, you know, after serving, you know, the country, this great country.
You know, I know a lot of people, we've had a lot of conversations about hiring within the department and hiring from outside the department, but I think a lot of folks who were following this process felt some relief at the idea of a local guy coming back who is from here, and as I understand it, is so much from here that you have family that you didn't even stay at the hotel, you stayed with family when you were here in town, is that right?
Yeah, I was in both places, so I got a chance to visit with all my family. But I got tons of family there, and you know, everyone is so excited, and you know, it's a great opportunity. And you know, what I really like is, you know, the welcoming that I've had from the city, and more importantly, you know, from the police department itself. It's, you know, it's an amazing group of, you know, sworn and professional staff that have just embraced me like no other. And that is so such of a wonderful opportunity, and I feel so blessed to be able to do this.
Absolutely. Well, I do want to, you know, and I told you this off the air, so it's not a surprise, but for my listeners, they know that I lobbied very, very, very heavily to keep Interim Chief Chrisman as the Chief of Police. He was the one that I would have picked, but I also said that once I got to see the three candidates who were up for the job, that I definitely preferred you out of the three, so I'm glad of that selection. But I do want to make, you know, it's a well-known thing that, you know, a lot of folks in the department very much wanted to keep Chief Chrisman. A lot of community leaders very much wanted to keep Chief Chrisman. So coming in, you have a task, you know, and that task is to convince everybody that you are really the right guy for the job. How do you plan to win people over?
You know, first of all, I'd like to say Kevin is doing an amazing job. He's a miraculous leader and community supporter and department supporter as well. So my hat's off to him. He has been helping me navigate, you know, the process ever since I've been selected, and we talk almost daily since then. And you know, he's my right hand man. And you know, as I get down there, I mean, there's going to be ample opportunities for me and Kevin to work together and do the introductions to the various community members and community groups. But me personally, you know, it's going to be a very wonderful task to get out in the community and introduce myself to those who don't already know me. But that's going to be it. You know, boots on the ground, grassroots, getting out and about, putting hand in hand, having face-to-face conversations, and introducing myself. To get to know, so the community gets to know me, and I get to know those in the community. Plenty opportunities for meetings. One of the things I like to do is I like to get out of the office and go out and just do spontaneous drop-ins at various different places. You know, people sitting out, you know, doing yard work or having a good time, cooking out something, like, you know, you never know. You might see the police chief just pop up and you know, pull out a lawn chair and sit down and have some conversations with you. But that's how it's going to be. It's going to be grassroots, getting out and about, collaborating with the community, and me and Kevin are going to have a good time. We got a great relationship, and he's going to help me navigate all this stuff. I truly appreciate it. He's been doing a fabulous job, and will continue to do a fabulous job for the city and the agency.
And I will say one of the things I thought was very cool that I know you've done is you created this basically the panel that would deal with the victims, the homicide victims, and have the police be a presence so that you could be there and empathize with them and, you know, sit with them. Sometimes just sitting with people is one of those important things. If you had to, and I love that approach. I love that idea. If you had to think about sort of the maybe the one big thing that you want to see the Pensacola Police Department improve at, what's the thing from your point of view that you want to improve the department in?
You know, when you say one big thing in 21st century policing, there are a ton of things, but, you know, mostly everything kind of interrelates with the other. Recruiting and retention, diversity and inclusion, looking at how we can utilize technology to be more effective in 21st century policing environment. So all those things go, they interrelate when you talk about recruiting, retention, diversity, and inclusion, utilizing the technology to do that. You know, they interrelate with utilizing the technology to address crime. So every one of those things I just mentioned, they all interrelate but kind of come together. So one of the big things that I want to do once I get there is take a look at developing a strategic management plan for a long-term focus. You know, when we look at the six pillars from 21st century policing and incorporating them into the daily things that we do as an agency, action items that, you know, each and every employee that we'll be responsible for. So not only getting, involved at the higher levels of the agency, but down to the professional staff as well. And there's always a community component to that, too. So it is a community policing organization, and I think what you're going to see some new and vigorous things that's going to come to light when it comes to police and community relations.
One of the recommendations of our Citizens Police Advisory Committee was to recruit more effectively in the black community and get more black officers. This is something that every chief I have known at PPD, going back to Chip Simmons, Tommy Leiter, David Alexander, now Chief Chrisman, they believe in the end goal, but they have found it difficult to actually make the numbers change. Are you optimistic that you can increase minority recruiting into the department? And if so, how?
Yeah, I think we have a great opportunity. Policing is a magnificent profession, and I say profession because we're professionals. I mean, we spend a ton of hours in recruitment, selection, academy, and training, and in-service training as well. So policing is a profession, and I think, you know, just looking at new opportunities and new ways to recruit from the minority community, being able to get out to not only the high schools, but, you know, going to, you know, a number of the historically black, you know, colleges and universities, and making a pitch for Pensacola. You know, the Gulf Coast there, the Emerald Coast, is a magnificent place to live, work, raise a family, and have a good time. And it's all about your brand, you know, making sure your brand is the brand, and making sure that it's the top notch. But, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's always a challenge in trying to recruit. There's a lot of things that's going on in the country, but from my experience here in the Mid-Atlantic, there are a number of opportunities to recruit from the minority community. But we just got to get out, be progressive, be focused, and be able to promote our brand. You know, the PPD brand, and we have a lot of amenities, a beautiful area, and wonderful benefits, and an amazing community.
We also have the best Facebook page of any police department anywhere in the country. It's really fantastic. Hey, last thing that I wanted to ask you, I know this is a much bigger question, but it is one I wanted to make sure to ask because I think it's kind of on the minds of a lot of the community members is. And maybe I'm wrong, but this is how I look at it. When I just walked out of the station yesterday, and we had this Camby County Sheriff's vehicle here because they were doing an interview on Pep Talk, the show after mine. And when I saw that vehicle, I felt safe. I felt like the sheriff is here. I'm safer than I was when the sheriff wasn't here. All is good. But there are a significant number of people in our community, as across the country, who when they see a cop car, they don't feel more safe. They feel less safe. How do we get, and I know this is an unfair question with not enough time, but how can we get the people who do not feel safe around cops and don't trust cops, how can we get them to feel more like I do and the way you do?
You know, I think part of it is it has to be our mission in law enforcement to build those strong, everlasting relationships every moment, every opportunity we get. You know, when you see the police, the first question out of our mouth should not be, let me see your ID. When we're out, you know, at the grocery store, when we're stopping at the 7-Eleven or the Circle K, and we're walking downtown, we're walking uptown, I mean, we should be using every opportunity to engage with the community. And also being very proactive in having meetings with the communities. And I think the more we're out in the community, the more we're having conversations and engagements outside of a call for service and explain the why. You know, sometimes, you know, we in law enforcement forget to explain the why. And that's part of, you know, 21st century policing and police legitimacy. Explaining the why, giving the community a voice is critically important. And I think those simple steps right there, as we go each and every day, will continue to build the relationships and make it a much better relationship between the public and the community.
Well,
it's a long work. It's hard work, but we got to keep pushing at it.
Well, I certainly hope so. And, you know, I love your attitude, your spirit, your happy kind of jovial demeanor. I'm very fond of that. It's fantastic. I love that you're coming home to your hometown. And as I said before, I'll say it again. You know, I favored keeping Captain Crisman on as the chief, Chief Crisman. But I am glad we picked you out of the three. And it's great to have somebody coming back to his own hometown. And I'm very optimistic about the future for the department. Look forward to having many conversations with you going forward. Current assistant chief at Newport News Police Department, Eric Randall, and incoming PPD chief. Chief, congratulations on the job. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to talking to you again as well.